What separates those who consistently achieve their goals from those who merely dream about them? It's not talent or luck, it's self-discipline. But contrary to popular belief, self-discipline isn't an innate trait that some people naturally possess. It's more like a muscle that can be strengthened through consistent practice and proper technique. Neuroscience shows that when we exercise self-control, our prefrontal cortex becomes highly active, consuming significant mental energy. This explains why willpower can feel depleted after extended periods of resisting temptation, what psychologists call ego depletion. Yet fascinatingly, our beliefs about willpower dramatically influence our ability to exercise it. Those who view willpower as unlimited tend to demonstrate greater persistence than those who see it as a quickly depleted resource. This mindset difference explains why some people can maintain focus for hours while others struggle after just minutes of concentrated effort. Procrastination isn't laziness, it's an emotional regulation problem. We delay tasks to avoid negative emotions like boredom, anxiety, frustration, or fear of failure. This creates a cycle: temporary relief followed by increased stress, making the task even more emotionally charged. Breaking this cycle requires addressing underlying emotions rather than relying on willpower alone. The Pomodoro technique, 25-minute focused work intervals with 5-minute breaks, helps by making tasks more manageable. Implementation intentions are also effective. Rather than vaguely planning to exercise more, decide specifically, "I will jog for 30 minutes at 7 a.m. tomorrow in the park." Habits follow a 3-part neurological pattern: cue, routine, and reward. This pattern becomes so automatic that habitual behaviors require little conscious thought. Creating new habits means establishing this loop in service of your goals. Focus on keystone habits, foundational behaviors that create positive cascading effects throughout your life, like regular exercise leading to better eating, improved sleep, and enhanced productivity. Consistency is key. Research shows new behaviors take between 18 and 254 days to become automatic, averaging around 66 days. Accelerate this process with habit stacking by attaching new habits to existing ones. When we view habits as expressions of our identity rather than just actions, they become more sustainable. Remember the famous Stanford marshmallow experiments? Children who could resist eating one marshmallow to receive 2 later showed better life outcomes decades later: higher SAT scores, lower obesity rates, and better stress management. But this capacity for delayed gratification isn't fixed in childhood. You can strengthen this crucial skill through several strategies. Reward substitution involves finding immediate rewards that align with long-term goals. Focusing on the endorphin rush and sense of accomplishment from exercise rather than just distant health benefits. Visualization techniques enhance delayed gratification by making future benefits feel more real and compelling. Instead of vaguely thinking about retirement savings, vividly imagine yourself relaxing on a specific beach without financial worries. Your perception of time also influences self-discipline. People who feel disconnected from their future selves tend to make short-sighted choices. When was the last time you truly considered how your current actions will affect you 5 years from now? Strategic pre-commitment provides another powerful tool. Making decisions in advance and creating obstacles to impulsive choices protects you from momentary weakness. Our minds create numerous obstacles to self-discipline without our awareness. Limiting beliefs like "I'm not a morning person" or "I have no willpower" become self-fulfilling prophecies that undermine action before we begin. Challenge these by examining evidence and seeking counterexamples. Fear of failure often prevents us from starting difficult tasks. Try reframing failure as feedback instead of personal judgment. Perfectionism similarly sabotages discipline by setting impossible standards. Adopt a good enough mindset for initial efforts, prioritizing progress over perfection. Avoiding discomfort actually weakens your capacity to handle it, creating a spiral where you become increasingly sensitive to minor inconveniences. Deliberately exposing yourself to manageable challenges builds resilience. This explains why people regularly facing difficulties develop mental toughness, not because they don't feel discomfort, but because they've learned to function despite it. Try progressive discomfort training by gradually increasing exposure to challenging situations. Cold showers represent one practical application. Starting briefly and extending duration builds resilience by teaching your nervous system that discomfort isn't dangerous. Meditation serves as another powerful tool. Practicing non-reactive awareness of uncomfortable thoughts develops the capacity to experience discomfort without being controlled by it. Self-discipline isn't merely about managing time, it's about managing energy. Willpower consumes mental energy, making it a finite resource that must be strategically allocated. This explains why even disciplined individuals sometimes make poor decisions after extended periods of self-control. Track your energy, focus, and mood throughout the day to identify your natural peaks and valleys. Then align demanding tasks with your energy peaks and schedule less intensive activities during low energy periods. Sleep quality dramatically impacts self-discipline. Sleep deprivation impairs your prefrontal cortex while increasing activity in reward-seeking brain regions. Nutrition similarly affects willpower. Your brain consumes approximately 20% of your energy despite representing only 2% of body weight. Maintain stable blood sugar through complex carbohydrates, healthy fats, and adequate protein to prevent willpower crashes. Regular exercise enhances mitochondrial function, increasing the energy available for self-control efforts. The most effective self-discipline requires minimal willpower through systems that make good behaviors automatic. Relying on motivation alone is unreliable, as even highly motivated individuals experience fluctuations in drive. Systems continue functioning regardless of momentary feelings. Decision minimization is a core principle. Each choice consumes mental energy and creates an opportunity for discipline to fail. Figures like Steve Jobs and Barack Obama wore essentially the same outfit daily to preserve mental energy for consequential decisions. Environmental design creates powerful behavioral systems by structuring your surroundings to support your goals. Remove tempting foods from your home, set up automatic savings transfers, or create a distraction-free workspace to make disciplined behavior the path of least resistance. Build in failure resistance, since perfect discipline is impossible. Include predetermined recovery plans and backup systems that activate when primary ones fail. Self-discipline isn't about rigidity, it's about freedom. By aligning your actions with your deeper values rather than momentary impulses, you gain the ability to create the life you truly want. Extraordinary achievement doesn't require extraordinary willpower, but emerges from understanding and applying psychological principles that govern behavior. Practice self-compassion when you slip. View lapses as learning opportunities rather than reasons for self-criticism. Identity plays a crucial role in sustained discipline. When disciplined behaviors become expressions of who you are rather than things you do, they become sustainable. Instead of "I'm trying to eat healthier," think "I'm someone who nourishes my body with nutritious foods." This transforms discipline from something forced into a natural expression of your authentic self. The most disciplined individuals aren't those with superhuman willpower. They're those who have built systems that align their immediate actions with their deepest values.